Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you back. So today we're doing my favorite episode for February 2023. So let's start with some stats. So I read 16 books total, which was lower than February, than January. I listened to 2 audiobooks and 14 ebooks. And I think that's the reason why it's a lower number than the month before, because I listened to less books. And so a recap of what happened in February. So first week of February, I was like in a bit of a reading slump. And so just kind of like getting into it, I was getting excited. So February 10th, I left Tampa for 3 weeks in Puerto Rico. So I was able to negotiate with my job that I could work a couple weeks there. So I spent 3 weeks with my family in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and it was amazing. It was great to spend time with my family. The weather was perfect. It was just like so chill. Like things in Puerto Rico, you know, after living in New York, where it was like everything was so fast and energy was like go, 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 go. Living in Puerto Rico is like the complete opposite, okay? Everything's like island time. Everyone takes their time. Like it's chill. Like you just move at a different pace. And so it was really nice just to be home and slow down. And so I treated myself in a sense of like not having to push and push over and over, but also to create content that feels in alignment. And so I shifted my reading, and I'll talk more about that from what happened in February, but it was definitely a good place. I miss audiobooks, and I think that's something that I get to listen while I'm at home, because I just don't, I put them in speakers and I just like listen to them. I don't have headphones. They get annoying with headphones. So I didn't have the ability to do that because I was with my family. But I'm hoping to get back into the audiobook train sometime soon. So one of the things you may have noticed is that I'm releasing an episode every morning, and that's not by accident. I had a conversation with one of my good friends, Victoria, about it, and I was like, I think I want to do a daily show. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. So I transitioned. I'm good about creating content, and I usually record multiple episodes a week, and it's like something, it's easy for me to do. And so yeah, so every morning one of the things I'm doing is rain or shine, there will be an episode. It might be I'm posting in the morning, I'm posting daytime, like it's not at the day off, so it may come a little later, it may come a little early. I'm gonna try to see if I can post them the night before, so then you just have them. So just trying to figure out the schedule for that. But there'll be an episode every day for the time being. I think it'll be fun just to do. I have some fun episodes coming up, like some fun things. And so it gets me space to get some creative episodes, to do some more recommendations, to do some more niche. I'm going to dive into the world of Kindle Unlimited. So you'll be hearing more about that and more about authors that write for the Kindle Unlimited program, because it's just like, it's working for me. And so you'll notice based on my reading what's working, what's not working. So in terms of advanced reader's copy that I read and that worked for me this month, I read these two ones on the way to Puerto Rico on the plane. So these are plane reads. So I love when that happens because there's no distraction. I love reading in the plane. So the first one is The True Love Experiment by Christina Lauren. This is like the sequel to The Soulmate Equation. You do not need to read The Soulmate Equation, but you should, because you get a sense of like some of the side characters a little bit better. But it's a really fun rom-com. Christina Lauren, like there's some spice, there's some romance, there's like just cute kids. It's just really good. So really enjoy this one. This is set in a reality TV show between romance author who is participating in a dating show and her producer. And it's just really good. The other one that I read was Chef's Choice by TJ Alexander. This book is just, it's fake dating, it features trans characters, it's set in a found family in New York. It's just so freaking good. So yeah, so those two, I would say add them to your TBR. They come out in September, in May, so make sure to add them to your TBR because they're spectacular. All right, so let's talk about what books actually have worked for me. So I read a lot of mediocre. If you follow me on Goodreads, you'll probably notice I did a lot of 3 stars. So a lot of them were 3 stars, but they were fine. They were just enjoyable. They're moving on. They were not like anything riveting that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I must read this again. It was more like it was fine. I enjoyed it. But I somehow enter my sports romance era. There's an episode coming up in a few weeks, a few days with Becky from Buzzing About Romance, where we talk about sports romance. So I got inspired by that episode and I started to look for sports romance. And so I read hockey, basketball, baseball, football, a little bit of everything, but and soccer too. So there's a little bit of everything. So the actual winner is the Windy City series by Liz Comfort. Those are two books, Mile High and Drive Move. So Mile High is a 600 page book, and I'll tell you, I started reading the first 200 pages, it was dragging, and I was like, what am I reading? What is going on? I feel like this is too long. So I picked up Mile High on a whim, you know, on a Sunday night. Like basically Sunday night, I was like, I'm just gonna see if I could actually make a dent on it. And I finished the book and it was really good. Like, it's just really long and needed some editing, but it was really good overall. And so I picked up the next book the next day, The Right Move. And it was just like even better. I think The Right Move is a little bit shorter on the shorter side, which is like 400 pages. So it's still long, but it's still pretty good. So The Right Move is, imagine if Michael Jordan has a romance, you know, like a level when Michael Jordan was at his height of like basketball career. So it was just like such a good book. So both books, so Mile High is enemies to lovers, flight attendant, hockey player that acts like a bad boy, but he's not a really bad boy. He goes to therapy and he doesn't feel comfortable coming out as like a normal guy, like just a regular guy. And it's just really good. And then The Right Move is if Michael Jordan has a career, has a romance novel. So it's the female heroines from Mile High brother. So Ryan Shay is the brother of the female heroine. I think it's Stevie from Mile High. And her best friend Ivy, she ends up like losing her place. Her boyfriend cheated on her, and so she ends up moving to Ryan's apartment as a fake date, and then in fake dating. And it's just so sweet. Like, Ryan is like the ultimate boyfriend. Like, he knows that she likes iced coffee, so instead of like, but he doesn't want her to water down iced coffee, so he makes sure he makes coffee in the morning and puts it in the fridge so it's cool for her, so it's not watered down coffee. Like, I want that. It's just so good. Like, he was like basically treating her like the way you want to be treated. And they both have issues. They both overcome different things, and they're like, it's a really good book. So from other palate cleansers, and these are, I would call palate cleansers, are easy to read. They're fun to read. Just kind of like move on, like nothing crazy happened. Those are Change on the Fly for Single Parent is Change on the Fly by Mary Moore, and Three Stars in Your Mind by R.S. Gray. Both are feature single parent. Change on the Fly is single parent Mitt Nanny. And it's set in there. It's brother's best friends, or his best friend's brother. And that's actually hockey romance. And then Three Stars in Your Mind by R.S. Gray is single father, think about Derek Jeter, but he just somehow retired before he was supposed to retire from the Yankees, and he has a daughter, and so they're spending the summer in the Hamptons. And so somehow hire a caretaker who happens to be a chef, and so that's a relationship. It's cute, it's fine, you know. There's going to be another book in the series, and I'm actually looking forward to that. So for Fake Relationship, I read Her Greatest Mistake by Hannah Cohen. So these are best friends to lovers, but they were childhood best friends, but they no longer talk to each other. So we try to figure out why they don't talk to each other and like how they have to fake their relationship. It was fine. I don't remember much of it, but other than it was fine. For male-male romance and soccer, I read Becca Steele, Blindsided. This is a college roommates to lovers. romance. So basically, it's actually so they hate each other. They had an encounter. They hate it. They basically had an accident, and they don't like each other from the beginning. And so they have preconceived notions, and it's like the will they won't they kind of like, you know, stuff. It's good. So, and there's other books in the series. So, and these books, all the books that I mentioned, from Mile High all the way to Blindsided, are all available Kindle Unlimited. So those are easy. You can borrow them, try them out. If you don't like them, you can just return them and just, you know, it's not a big deal. So before leaving Puerto Rico, I was mentioned, I think I hinted at the beginning, that I had a minor reading slump. So I really had a mostly reading slump this month. And so before I left Puerto Rico, I spent a weekend reading like thrillers, because I was like, well, if I'm too cynic about romance right now, like I just need to read some murder, some serial killer, something like that. So I read A Rich New York City's Behaving Badly, Rich People Behaving Badly. It's called No One Needs to Know by Lindsay Cameron. That comes out in May. It's fun. It's just like about like a group of people who want to have like go up the ladder, and they're just like, it's about Gossip Girl for grown-ups, I would say, with social media component. It was fine. So it was definitely entertaining. And if you like that trope of rich people behaving badly, especially rich New Yorkers behaving badly, then this book is for you. I did listen to Stone Cold Fox by Rachel Colin Croft. It's about a con artist who has her biggest eye in the prize is just married this guy who's from old family, but his best friend, Gail, doesn't want this to happen. And so it's like this cat and mouse game of like trying to figure out, will she find out, will she make it through? I read it for a few chapters and it was fine, but I really enjoyed the audiobook. So if you're looking for a good cat and mouse, like not gory, you know, audiobook, con artist stuff, Stone Cold Fox is for you. And finally, I read What Have We Done by Alex Finley. So I read Alex Finley's previous books a few months ago. I binged on them and I was like, oh, this is great. I really like his thrillers. They were like cat and mouse. They're just fun. They're just like, you're trying to figure out the twists and turns and stuff like that. And so What Have We Done is, the problem with that book is just that there's a lot of characters and a lot of storylines. There's like 4 different storylines that converge at the end, but you're trying to figure out, they're alternate chapters for each storyline, so you're trying to figure out, why do I need to know these people? So it's a slow burn. It takes a while. I could see the twist. Like, I think halfway through I was like, oh, this is the person who did it, you know, these different things. But it was fine. Overall, that was a 3-star. But other than that, the other ones are actually good. So if you're looking for some thrillers, those are a couple ones to check out. So that's it for this month. I hope you're having a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.